Agencies that serve people with disabilities say the funds are desperately needed to help them hire and retain workers. These workers are paid with government reimbursements and often earn low wages because of the rates set by the government. That problem has been exacerbated as wages have risen in other sectors. Lisa Silverman lives in Mount Lebanon and has struggled to find aides to help care for her son with Down syndrome.
And you're competing with those wages, and in fact, those wages at the fast food places are usually higher.
The state budget is due June 30th. I'm Kate Chamarisi in Pittsburgh.